back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omolola Ipiaida. I hope you guys have had an amazing week so far, and I hope your weekend is going well. Today on this episode, we're going to be talking about something that I wrote last year. I don't remember exactly when. I think it was in September of last year that I wrote this. I remembered this particular write-up when I was watching a video with my friend earlier this week. It was the video of Tony Evans and his family talking about the loss of their niece and cousin, Winter Pitts. And they were just basically talking about how we have questions when we lose people, especially when they're young and in the faith, and it's just so sudden and unexpected. And Tony Evans's kids made a point to appreciate the legacy that their dad is leaving, and just the privilege to be able to walk in the footsteps and the footprints that he's set for them. And also acknowledging the fact that Winter Pitts has set a good example for her daughters, for daughters to follow. So when we were watching that, I remembered this write-up that I wrote. I titled it From Generation to Generation. And we're going to go in and dive into the verses of scripture. The text would be from the book of 1 Peter and the book of 2 Timothy. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 and 5. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers." And verse 5 says, "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lewis and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you." Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you because your word is true. We thank you because your word is alive. And we thank you because your word, you said, is a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. God, we ask that you would reveal to us that which you want us to learn. We pray that you would help us to live a good legacy, to live a life that is worth emulating for generations to come. Help us to live a life that's worships you, to serve you in spirit and in truth, to encourage those around us to serve you in spirit and to serve you in spirit and in truth. God, we pray that you would help us to gain from today's episode, that it just wouldn't be just another episode, but it'll be something that would touch the life of someone, anyone out there. In Jesus' name I pray. So many times when we think of things that could be passed on from generation to generation spiritually, we often think of generational curses. But as I read through 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Holy Spirit brought to my attention something I never really thought of. Paul in verse 3 acknowledges that he serves God as his ancestors did, with a clear conscience. He also reminds Timothy in verse 5 that Timothy had in him sincere faith that was passed down to him by his grandmother and his mother. This brings me to think that instead of focusing on the spiritual generational curses that's been passed down, why don't we as Christians focus on the spiritual habits that we can pass on to our future generations? Many people have given their lives to Christ, but come from a faithless generation, from a faithless lineage. However, we are told in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special people, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not his people, but now you have become people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So henceforth, we should think about our spiritual habits, development, and growth as making an investment for our generations to come. We are further encouraged in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, that we are supposed to fan to flame the spiritual gift that God has given us. And we know that, you know, the gift of God is without repentance. They're irrevocable. Because we have the Spirit of God as a gift, that gives us power, love, and self-discipline. We have an inner fire as a special endowment. We need to understand that, like 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 says, he delivered us with a holy calling, a calling that leads us to a consecrated life, a life that is set apart, a life of purpose, not because of our words or because of our personal merit, but because of his own purpose and grace, his mercy and undeserved favor. So let us think about our lives, our spiritual habits, the time that we spend studying the word, the time that we spend praying, the time that we spend doing the things of God, and even down to our habits, down to the responses that we give. To think about it as things that would be passed on, things that our children will look upon and remember, this is how my mom would have handled this situation, this is how much my mom, my dad believed in the word of God, this is how much my mom and dad trusted God with every situation in their lives. We should be focused on building such legacies rather than thinking of how generational curses are being passed on from one generation to another, or how we need to get rid of these generational curses. My friend once told me that if you knock on the door of something, that thing would open to you. If you seek something, you will find it. If you ask for something, you will get it. Just like the word says. So if we begin to seek and begin to knock on the door of generational curses, we're only seeking for them to manifest. But if we begin to seek, ask, and knock on the grace of God to actually live a life that is pleasing, to live a life that would be something worth emulating for generations to come, that is what we're going to get. I pray that God will take this word, as little as it is, I pray that you would learn something from it, and I pray that God will give me, who has been sharing this word with you, the grace to be able to build up these spiritual habits. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you guys so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I hope that you have been blessed and you've taken away something from this, and you begin to exercise your spiritual habits. Please feel free to make any comments, suggestions, or even anything that you have to share. You can always send me a DM at v_o_u_c on Instagram, or send me an email at voiceofunwaveringconfidence@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.